Is Dr. David Green's stem cell therapy for autism reliable? Stem cell therapy claims to cure and improve the symptoms of autism, such as behavioral patterns, anxiety, communication, speech blurring effects, social skills, and the ability to focus. This blog will bring home the significant pointers we consider while treating autism at R3 Stem Cells by Dr. David Green. Stem cells are healing to the disturbed neural connection in the brain. Robert Agood, an American physician, treated the first successful immunodeficiency disorder via stem cell therapy in 1968 using bone marrow stem cells. Case studies of stem cell therapy depict significant improvements among autistic and vertebral lapsed patients. The basics of stem cell therapy employed for autistic people. Researchers believe that conditions such as leukemia and autism change patients' behavioral patterns for the worse. The effects stunned for the inflammation and problems governed by the immune system. The idea of stem cell therapy suggests improving how the immune system functions and responds, claiming reduced inflammation and improving the characteristics of autism. How is stem cell treatment performed at R3 Stem Cells? The treatment consists of the following stages. Pre-treatment /history checks. 1. The patient's blood tests and medical history can quickly evaluate the patient's condition and whether or not the risks are involved during the treatment. Tests are a significant way to avoid any allergic reactions. 2. Stem cell extraction. The professional collects the types of stem cells depending on the type of procedure from the patient's body. For example, stem cells can be carefully collected from the patient's bone marrow from cerebrospinal fluid, umbilical cord, and placentas in the case of PRP therapy. 3. Lab cultivation. The collected stem cells are grown in the library if needed or cultivated to increase the numbers. 4. Injection. With the administration of anesthesia, the stem cells are injected into the patient's body, precisely into the vein or spinal canal. 5. Follow-up /post-treatment evaluation. The post-treatment recovery and care procedures involve various assessments to determine whether the patient is doing fine after the treatment. The light towards the end of the tunnel for autistic disorder. Although stem cell therapy isn't backed by scientific research sufficiently and is not FDA approved at many clinics around the world, it cannot be forgotten that it is proven to be helpful to thousands of autistic individuals. If left untreated, autism can lead to cognitive and physical impairment and sometimes death. Therefore, stem cell therapy is one of the most effective treatment options for those suffering from metabolic disorders and neurodevelopmental disorders such as autism and cerebral palsy. The cord blood mononuclear cells, MNC, a component of stem cells, are intravenously injected into the patient's body. On the other hand, stem cell therapy holds advantages over other transplants as it doesn't involve the risk of rejection or after-treatment chemotherapy. Conclusion. Dr. David Green provides a range of stem cell therapy for neurological disorders such as autism, with over 17 years of clinical experience. Although stem cell therapy is not backed by scientific research, case studies, and reports suggest a range of hope for children suffering from such disorders. Out of all the autistic treatment side effects, only 13% are considered to be from stem cell therapy. Multiple characteristics of autistic disorder worsen daily tasks and behavioral patterns, including social anxiety, speech, communication, and the ability to focus. Stem cells hold the property to speed up healing in case of injury, that's why they effectively treat the immune system and neural connectivity to work better in autistic children.